Blog Talk Radio.
My point is what?
Yeah. This again.
confused.
The ghetto.
Black Chamber of Commerce, Let's Talk Blackness Show. Let's Talk Blackness Show. Today we're going to be talking about issues. Well, you know, for the last couple of days, Thursday and Friday, we talked about issues as to what causes black folk. What causes black folk to relinquish who they really are, who they are, their blackness? What caused them to relinquish their blackness once they feel that they have made it, once that they feel that they have gotten to the top? You know, they think that they are much more than we are. And now, you know, that was a topic of discussion last week. But, you know, what we're going to talk about today is means and ways of bringing back what we've lost in the last 10, 15 years. You know, it's sad now that, you know, and we talked about it last week, that a lot of us, black folk, just don't want to accept the fact that we're black. And when you look in the mirror, I don't know what you see unless you're colorblind. But some of the things that we plan to do here in Florence, South Carolina, is we're going to begin to try to get people to come together. Well, you know, here we have created this elitist downtown society. You know, those of us who live in Florence, you know what the deal is. But for those who are not in the immediate area and don't know about the changes that have been made in Florence, South Carolina, you know that we have, you know, as in most cities, as white folk moved out of the downtown, black folk moved in. As white folk moved out of the downtown, black folk moved in. And what has happened in so many other cities has happened here in Florence. Well, we're going to move the black folk back out and we're going to redevelop downtown for white folk and the upper income white folk at that. And, you know, I don't mean that in a negative way when I mention white folk, because, you know, those white folk who are lower income or below the medium income line, you are negatively affected as well. You are negatively affected as well. So, so we have to acknowledge the fact that, hey, we pretty much in the same category, but it affects black folk at a much greater percentage rate than it does white. I guess that's why I'm putting most of the emphasis on blackness. You know, you have to start at the bottom first. But back to the initial subject, we moved all of the black folk out of downtown, and we created this elitist, we are creating. It's in the beginning stages of reconstruction. And in process, we're going to spend about $200 million in about a three-block area. But then, you know, at least you should give us some of the work, $10 million, $20 million. We're not getting less than 0.5%. Totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. And all of the wealth is going to, it's a friend, it's a buddy-buddy thing that's going on. There are only a few. There are only a few that's getting all of the benefits from the creation of this elitist downtown society for the upper income. And see, and then we're doing it with taxpayers' dollars, and that's a whole nother story. And that, so we're creating this society for the upper income. But where do we fit as it relates to black folk? As I mentioned, we're going to try to let it be known that what is happening is not acceptable. You know, I've seen so many other cities just sit back and allow these things to happen, do and say nothing. But those of us in the Florence, South Carolina area, regardless to whether we are successful or not, we're going to fight. And see, the whole concept, the whole idea of the thing is that it is done by elected officials. It is done by elected officials. And what does that mean? Elected officials are not here forever. But I don't think they really care, because the amount of dollars that's being spent, millions, multi-millions. And then it's being given to just a select few. And those guys, you know, I guess when it's a if there's a change in elected officials, we'll have ours. It won't matter, because we will have ours. But then we have to look at, well, the consequences are done, so therefore we have to change our election. We have to change those that represent us. And see, and there is an election come June of next year, and we have to show them that we have the power to make that work, to change the electorate. You know, we have mostly white elected officials. You know, I guess it happens all over. There's mayor and other members of council. Matter of fact, you got black members of council who fall into the same category, who feel that we're less than, and feel that what's being done is okay, is righteous, is right, is fair. But we cannot accept. We cannot accept. I don't know what, something happened. I don't know if I lost you or not. Technician! Where's my technician? I might have lost connection. I don't. Hello, technician. Help. What did I do? I don't know if I'm still on or not.
You are.
I am?
Yes.
What do I do?
Keep on talking.
Okay. Okay, I understand that I'm still on. And
keep on talking.
Well, everybody knows that I got a problem. Okay.
Shh.
I understand that I'm still on. Okay, back. Now, I've kind of lost track of where I am. But the whole scenario is we are going to have a sit-in right downtown in the middle of their supreme elitist pristine area that's only for the upper income and the rich, where we are spending about $200 million for those, I mean, millions of dollars for contractors. We're buying buildings and giving it to them, to their friends. We're paying up millions of dollars to fix them up. We're building garages, parking deck for them. We're giving them tax breaks. We're paying rent. I mean, it's just crazy, the things that we are doing for a select group of people with taxpayers' dollars. And I don't mean a little bit of dollars. I mean millions and millions of dollars. So we just can't just sit and accept this stuff. I guess it's gone too far now. It's gone to the point wherein, you know, so much demolition and things have been done. Now, if you go down to town, France, today or tomorrow or next week or next month, you're going to see total devastation. Everything is just torn out. And I mean, I see businesses that have prematurely opened up and thinking that, okay, this is a downtown revitalization project and we're going to be right in the middle of downtown of an economic boom, but they have to close because there's so much construction and devastation down there. Not that it might not look fine once it's finished, but that's going to be this time next year or later before things are to the point where there will be traffic downtown. And then it's going to be for upper income. Florence is not a tourist city. So, I just can't see where it's going to be profitable for all those folk because so it's upper income rich white folk with one or two chosen blacks that's in there to say that we are not all white. You know those chosen few that they get? Well, we've got this one or that one. And so we're not really racially biased. We are fair with it because we've got 110 white folk and 3 blacks. So, you know, we've got a good mixture. And that's what they call a good mixture. That's what they call a good mixture. But these kind of things that we cannot just accept, we have to move on, and we have to fight these kind of issues. But, you know, see, to sit back and allow it to happen, it will continue to happen. But if you know you're in a fight, you're going to be less likely to fight again. And see, we don't only owe the fight for ourselves. We owe the fight to the future of those that follow us. I mean, because, you know, those of you, we know that the struggle is not over. As a matter of fact, a struggle is just beginning. Just beginning to try to get us back to where we were years ago. We were on the move at one time, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, we had begun to retrogress. Reagan came into the White House in late 80s and early 90s, and had begun to take us back. And then you had Bill Clinton. Now, Bill, everybody think that he was such a great president, and as a matter of fact, you would even label him as the first black president. But now he's on the TV apologizing for the awful things that he's done to mostly black folk. And see, we know that these things are happening, but yet we allow it to do so. We have intelligent people, very intelligent people, who will not join in the fight. Because, hey, I got mine. I'm not concerned about anybody else. If you got a problem, it's your problem. I'm not going to deal with it. Oh, I'm so busy talking. If you're listening in and want to join in, 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. The Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, Let's Talk Blackness Show. Now, you know, I'm just talking to you about issues that we're being confronted with here in Florence, South Carolina, which is, you know, typical of a lot of other cities throughout the country. Not only in the state, but throughout the country. And at some point, somebody's going to have to say enough is enough. We've had enough. We want fairness. 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. If you're listening, please call in and give us your ideas and suggestions, because We're talking blackness here. We want to not to preclude white folk. We want to make sure that everybody gets a chance. 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. That's our call-in number, and my name is Ed Robinson. I am a city council, elected city council person for the city of Florence, South Carolina. They call me the radical. I'm the person that they're trying to get rid of, but for somehow, you know, God has blessed me. I am a thorn in his side, a real thorn, and I guess I'm the only threat that there is to this greater white. I'm having a real problem with labeling this as a black-white situation. Well, it is. It is a black-white situation in the sense that it negatively affects so many more black folk than it does white folk. And the sad part about it is, those white folk that it negatively affect will not join black folk in the fight. And the other part is the upper income white folk are the ones that are saying, hey, what is happening is not sustainable. We do not need any controversy. We want to make sure that everything is fair and equitable. Because what? If there's controversy, that's going to affect their income. You're going to lose tourism. You know, they want things to go smoothly. In order to go things to go smoothly, they are willing to do what's necessary in order to help them go smoothly. And so that's where I get most of the help that I get financially. Well, they don't come out too much, you know, personally and join in with the fight. But they don't mind people knowing who they are. Well, yeah, let them know that I did this. My company helped you with this. My company did this for you. GE, strong supporter of the diversity movement that we're trying to promote. Francis Marion College, strong supporter of the diversity. First State Bank, strong supporter of the diversity we're trying to promote. But, you know, there are a lot of stores and companies that will have nothing to do with us. But we'll talk about that at a later time. But right now, I'm going to – well, let me let you know that if you want to call in, 516-453-9921, call in, give me your ideas and suggestions. And like I said, one thing that we want to do on the 29th, that's the last Saturday of August, and we want to do every contiguous Saturday after that, as long as it takes, in order for them to get the message that we are not satisfied. And those of you that's doing this, you know, we might not be able to stop you, but we can certainly replace you. And replacing you will be the same as stopping you. But I guess we got until June of next year to do that. And by June, so much damage will have been done until, you know. I guess once we start these contracts, and they'll pretty much say that, you know, this is the city of Florence endorses this until completion, and it'll be, how do we break this contract? And we'd be somewhat obligated. But see, this is what's happening, how the rich gets richer, and the money that they're using, a lot of it comes from us. When I say us, that means those of us from the lower income areas. We're the ones that's paying for this. But I'm going to give you a break right now and listen to a song. I know you're tired of me talking, but I'll be back in about 3 minutes. So, we'll just...
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
I'm just talking and didn't have my mic on. But we hear about the chains falling. And that, you know, that's a true song. I love it. You know, I play it every night. I guess I'm gonna have to change my songs because, you know, I guess people don't necessarily like what I like. I need to be play a little bit more variety of stuff so that so that I can make sure that, you know, people I'm satisfying, you know, all classes of people. Now, as I was even going for the break, on the 29th of August, the last Saturday in this month, in August, we're going to have this great sit-in. Nice and peaceful. We don't want to cause any confusion. We'll be down there. We sit down as a group. My hope is I can at least track 100 people. We want to be down there. We're going to bring our little grill. And we're going to have hot dogs and rolls and drinks and sodas. All at the expense of the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. Now, we're going to do this for you, and our whole purpose is that we need to be more inclusive of the growth of downtown. See, it is almost impossible for this thing to work without middle income and black folk. Now, you're trying to make it wherein it's for the upper middle and upper income white folk and those black folk who want to be a part of the upper income black folks. See, but they can't do it so much. They might be able to come down there once every month or once every 2 months because they got to save up and come down there and give all these businesses that really do not want them there. They're just accepting them because they don't want to say that we are all white, just 99% white. We will accept certain blacks, but we don't want any black. I guess that's so true and even with blacks. We don't even want ourselves in a lot of instances. You know, long time ago, you know, I had, you know, as a council member, we went out with the president of a bank, and we were talking issues. And, you know, and I mentioned to him about the fact that, you know, we're not getting fair loans when it comes down to. At that time, I was talking about business loans. And he said to me, he says, you know why we do not lend? It's hard for a black person to get a business loan. I said, why? He said, because when you get a white person, you give them a loan. White people shop with them. Hispanics, Mexicans, same thing, Hispanics, Asians, black folk, everybody. Same thing with Hispanics. You go to a Hispanic restaurant, you find more white folk in there than Hispanics. Indians, Asians, black folk. But when you lend a black man the money, white folk ain't gonna shop with them. No other ethnicity. And half the blacks are not gonna shop with them. So the chances of them succeeding is much, much less. And so we have to look at the return on our investment. We have to look at the return on our investment. And see, you know, I had to admit, the guy is telling the truth. I had guys telling the truth. But that's what we do as the Black Chamber of Commerce. We try to help build black businesses. We want black folk to make more money so that they can do more things. So because the more businesses that we're able to create, the more help that we can get, the further we can promote black businesses. The more help that we can get, the further we can promote black businesses. Our call in number is 516-453-9921. Say it kind of fast. 516-453-9921. Get out your pencils, write that number down. Call it. Yeah, we're here every day from 8:30 to 9:30. From 8:30 to 9:30, the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce Let's Talk Blackness Show with Ed Robinson, your host. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce Show with Ed Robinson, your host. We're here to talk about issues, what we can do to solve them. You know, and I'm really sincere at some of the things that we're trying to do. And it cannot happen unless we give up all of this pride that we have and says, okay, I'm going to stand for what's right. I'm going to promote blackness. I'm going to support black businesses. I'm going to do what is necessary in order to help grow who I am. When I look in the mirror every morning, I see blackness. And I'm not ashamed to be black. You know, so many of us have disassociated ourselves from who we are. And classic example, even with the name Let's Talk Blackness, I had some controversy about that. Well, we don't want to say Let's Talk Blackness. when we named the in the formation of the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, we don't want to call it the Black Chamber of Commerce. But you see, we are part of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, and in order to be a part of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, you have to have either Black Chamber of Commerce or African-American Chamber of Commerce. So those folk that formulated the National Black Chamber of Commerce understood, and they as well as the U.S. Black Chamber of Commerce, understood that we can't be ashamed of who we are. We are black people. We should not be ashamed to be called black, and that's why we are having to put black in our name. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. The Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. You still got time. You can call in 516-453-9921. Let's talk black. Rather die on our feet and keep living on our knees. Stand loud. Okay. I played that for a purpose. I want you to say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Ed Robinson, your host, Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce Radio Blog Show. Call-in number is 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. Now, don't forget about the date, August 29th, last Saturday in the month of August. I'll constantly remind you of it. I want you to listen to our show. We'll be here every day, Monday through Friday, from 8:30 to 9:30, talking blackness. From 8:30 to 9:30, talking blackness. 516-453-9921. We want to hear from you. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. You know, like Reverend James Brown said, Reverend, it's time for us to get out there and do our own thing. I'm tired of working for the man. You know, he making all the money, and I can't even get living wage. You know, and I think that's what we'll talk about tomorrow. You know, I'm on city council here in Florence, and tomorrow, I'll wait till later on during the week because I kind of want to. I don't know. I might. I really haven't decided what we need to talk about tomorrow. You know, I'm hoping, and I have been hoping that, you know, someone will call in and we could get on a topic, and we could discuss it, and get your ideas and your viewpoints. And I might be wrong in some of the things that I'm saying and some of the things that I'm talking about. But I'd like to have your input. And so it was nice talking to you today. Look forward to tomorrow at the same time from 8:30 to 9:30. 516-453-9921. Ed Robinson with your host of the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce Blog Talk Radio Show. Until tomorrow, we'll go out as we came in. Talk about the ghetto right over here.
think y'all ought to listen to the brother. Wait a minute!
Talking about the ghetto. Yeah.